Avise Castle consists of a large, imposing construction with four floors with an adjacent tower, called the Prison Tower, which is a little higher. It has elegant crenellations along the top, sloping downwards, called macaculis, with the so-called a gotcha capovolta motif, meaning upside-down drops. It was commissioned by Boniface d'Avise, and work on it started in 1492. The main façade has a series of decorated apertures with the inflexed arch motif, which gives a clear indication that this castle has no real defensive role to play, but has assumed the appearance of a stately home. The main hall inside still retains its fine wooden coffered ceiling and the stone spiral staircase, and the vast kitchens are also quite remarkable. The last members of the Avise family kept a fine collection of pewter utensils in the kitchen, but all that remains is a description of them. When the d'Avise household met its demise, the castle became the property of the Bianco family from Salsecondo, who in turn sold it to some private buyers in 1798. Near the medieval village of Avise and located by the parish church of San Bruzzo, you can also see Blonay Castle, which bears the name of the family whom the d'Avise family sold it to during the 17th century. The massive keep with its four merlons dates back to the 12th century, while the lateral residential buildings, featuring two fine cross windows, are from the 15th century. Just a stone's throw away from the village of Avise, you can see an important part of the Via Gallierum, Gaul Road, called Pierre Tellier, Cut Rock, due to the pass built for the Romans by cutting through the rock. In the month of September, the village of Avise hosts a season of events called Avise a Settembre, with evenings and theatre and music in the Piazza del Castello. Other gastronomical events include the Sagra della Fiocca, whipped cream festival, in June, and the Castagna Chestnut Festival in October. On the first Sunday in August, the Battle de Rennes is held, where cows challenge each other in battle.